This is the FPL Draft Zone, your fantasy team's best signing of the season.
City make it two clean sheets in a row. Is their defense finally living up to the hype? Brighton are well beaten again. If they're on the beach, is it time to go big on their opponents? And with double game week 37 right around the corner, which team should we be investing in? Hello and welcome to the FPL Draft Zone, a podcast all about draft FPL. I'm Dom Crofts, I hope you're well, and today we're going to be taking a look back at the story so far from game week 35 and then looking ahead to game week 36 as those draft title races really hot up. There'll also be the usual waiver wants, heroes, villains and much, much more. But first, let's take a look at all the results from a dramatic game week 35 with one game still left to play. And it all began at the London Stadium on Saturday lunchtime. It finished West Ham United 2, Liverpool 2. It's just one win in their last five games now for Liverpool. Their title challenge surely is over now. Robertson, Bowen and Antonio were among the scorers in this one, but Mo Salah's touchline row with Jurgen Klopp stole all the headlines. Then in the 3 o'clock, it was Fulham 1, Crystal Palace 1 at Craven Cottage, Muniz scoring his ninth goal of the season for the home side before Jeffrey Schlupp equalised for the in-form Eagles. It was Manchester United 1, Burnley 1 at Old Trafford. United just cannot buy a win right now. It's just two defeats in their last eight for Burnley, who are fast becoming the top flight's draw specialists. But United, well, they continue to limp over the line as Amdouni's equaliser cost Erik ten Hag's side all 3 points. Newcastle 5, Sheffield United 1 at St James's Park. Draft managers were hoping for a clean sheet from the Toon Army, but they were left disappointed. However, some Newcastle players who will have been available on the waivers in recent weeks did return, including the likes of Harvey Barnes, Callum Wilson and Jacob Murphy. It was Wolves 2, Luton 1 at Molineux. Huang had a goal disallowed last week, but he got one that counted this week. Cunha got an assist as well, but Wolves' hopes of a clean sheet were ruined by Carlton Morris. Everton 1, Brentford 0 at Goodison Park. Garner got the winner, but it was Everton's defence that shone brightest of all with a third successive clean sheet. Aston Villa 2, Chelsea 2 in the late kickoff on Saturday night. Villa is still struggling to wrap up fourth place. More drop points at home in this one. A two-goal lead lost. It's just 3 wins in their last 8 now for Unai Emery's men. And then on Sunday, it finished Spurs 2, Arsenal 3. Arsenal had it won at half-time in this one, but nearly threw it away. Saka, Rice and Son, as well as Havertz, again among the heroes in this one. And then the final game of the day was at the City Ground. It finished Nottingham Forest 0, Manchester City 2. Guardiola getting his second goal in 3 games for Manchester City. Erling Haaland also scored after coming off the bench. It's now 2 clean sheets in a row for Pep Guardiola's men as we come to the business end of the season. And at the time of recording, there is one game still left to play. It's taking place this Thursday night at Stamford Bridge. It's Chelsea against Spurs, and Mauricio Pochettino will be looking to do the double over his old club. So that is what has happened so far in game week 35. So let's get started with some winners and losers.
Draft Zone, winners and losers.
Our first winner this week is Anthony Gordon. Another stellar week for Gordon, who was not even in the conversation on draft night as a possible draft pick. He would have been picked up on the waivers by the vast majority of managers this campaign, but he makes it into our winners list for the second week running. It is now 10 goals and 15 assists after 2 more assists against Sheffield United. His form at St James's Park continues to be frankly ridiculous. He has got a return in every single home game except for one, and only one of his goals and 2 of his assists from those 25 returns have been away from St James's Park. He is surely on the plane to Germany this summer with England. Not bad for a player who was regarded as someone not even worthy of a draft pick on draft night last August. His teammate Alexander Isak continued his hot streak of form as well. 2 more goals for him as Newcastle hit Sheffield United for 5. He's now got 9 goals and an assist in his last 8 games. He is on his longest streak of playing without getting injured, and Newcastle remain in with a shout of 6th place despite all their injury problems. They are now just 1 point behind Manchester United, who continue to play like a side full of players that have only just met each other. And we cannot get through a week of this show without giving Kai Havertz his flowers. 12 goals and 8 assists for the German now. 15 of those 20 returns have come in the last 13 game weeks. And just a reminder that I swapped him out for Simon Adingra. Sweet Lord. As for losers, well, there's obviously me, but also Liverpool assets, with Jurgen Klopp's side in complete disarray. They cannot keep clean sheets, their forwards cannot finish, their midfield are not dynamic enough to be worth considering in draft right now. And for a side that has been in the title race for such a long time this season, it is hard to look at that team right now and work out which of their players are worth hanging on to. Similarly, Brighton assets are also on the slide. A 3-0 defeat at Bournemouth coming a few days after a 4-0 defeat to Manchester City. Their last win came in game week 28 at home to Nottingham Forest. And since then, they have conceded 13 goals in 6 games and scored just 2. So that's some of the good and some of the bad from game week 35. But as always, there is one man who puts all his rivals in the shade. So let's find out who this week's fantasy hero of the week is. And this week's hero is Josko Gvardiol of Manchester City. Gvardiol scored his 2nd goal in 3 game weeks in City's win over Nottingham Forest. He's now picked up 33 points over the last 3 game weeks. Manchester City finally look like they've learned how to keep clean sheets as well. And Gvardiol was the standout performer against Forest. He got a 15-point return. With Manchester City out of Europe, Pep seems to be playing the big guns every week now, and Gvardiol has now played 5 of their last 6 matches, so he seems as good as nailed. Their run from now until the end of the season looks like it could provide a few more clean sheets as well. They've got Wolves at home next, and then games against Fulham, Spurs and West Ham. So Gvardiol could well continue his fine form with a few more defensive returns and maybe even the odd attacking return as well. And that is why Josko Gvardiol is our fantasy hero of the week. Hero of the week. And of course, for every hero, there is a baddie. So let's find out who gets to be roundly booed by the entire FPL community this week. It's time to reveal our fantasy supervillain. Supervillain of the week. Supervillain of the week. Supervillain of the week. Supervillain of the week. I hate his guts. And this week's supervillain is the only player in the entire game to score minus figures this week. Quite impressive when you consider Sheffield United conceded 5 goals away from home. It is, of course, Mark Cucurella, who scored an own goal in Chelsea's draw at Aston Villa. Cucurella also makes it 2 minus scores in a row after also getting a minus 1 in Chelsea's defeat to Arsenal last week. He does have a shot at redemption on Thursday when Chelsea take on Spurs at Stamford Bridge, but right now it is not just his haircut that is channeling prime Sideshow Bob. It is his performances as well, which are clown-like in nature and catastrophic for draft managers stupid enough to own him. Shame on you, Cucurella. You have let us all down, and that is why you are our fantasy supervillain of the week. Okay, another game week is almost over and another season is nearly over, but first there are the small matter of 3 more game weeks left to play, starting with game week 36. The fixtures we all have to take advantage of get underway on Friday night with Luton against Everton. Luton remain a point from safety, but their form has fallen off a cliff of late. Meanwhile, Everton have started to pick up points again since their 2nd points deduction of the season. Then on Saturday, it's Arsenal taking on Bournemouth at the Emirates. Arsenal's title challenge faces another test against a Bournemouth side who are having a superb first season under Iraola. They're currently just a point off eighth place in the Premier League, so that is some going from the Cherries. It's Brentford against Luton. Brentford will be looking to bounce back from that defeat at Everton with a win in the West London derby. The Bees have not lost at home in their last four home matches. It's Burnley taking on Newcastle at Turf Moor. This one screams score draw for me, with Burnley having drawn five of their last eight matches. Anthony Gordon owners will be hoping that the former Everton man can take his incredible home form on the road for once. At Bramall Lane, it's Sheffield United versus Nottingham Forest. A huge game at the bottom, with Forest in desperate need of a win to put some daylight between themselves and the drop zone. But Sheffield United have only lost one of their last three home games, and they'll be hoping to give their fans something to cheer as their disappointing season reaches a fairly miserable conclusion. And Saturday's fixtures wrap up at the Etihad, with Manchester City taking on Wolverhampton Wanderers. Wolves won the reverse fixture earlier in the season, and Arsenal fans and owners of Hwang Hee-chan will be hoping that Korean guy does the business again against Pep's men. Then on Sunday, it's Brighton against Aston Villa. Villa need the points, and Brighton seem to be on the beach, so it could be more woe for the Seagulls in that one. Chelsea play West Ham at Stamford Bridge. Chelsea have improved after the last few months, but you can't really predict what you're going to get from either of those two teams. Liverpool entertain Spurs at Anfield. Two teams that just do not know how to defend. Liverpool's title challenge seems to be over. Spurs need to win to close the gap on Villa in fourth. And then on Monday, it's Crystal Palace taking on Manchester United. And given the respective form of the two sides here, you would have to fancy Palace to get 3 points and pile on the misery for Erik ten Hag's side. So, those are the fixtures that we have ahead of ourselves. But who do we target on this week's waivers? Well, it's time for Waiver Wants.
The FPL Draft Zone. Waiver Wants.
And the first thing to say here is that we are now into the last three game weeks of the season, so it's now time to start targeting players who can get you through from now until the end of the campaign. And the second thing to say is that some teams, of course, have doubles in game week 37, so those sides have four games left and not three. So let's start with those teams and work out which of those sides have the best fixtures going forward. The teams with doubles in 37 are Brighton, Chelsea, Manchester City, Manchester United, Newcastle United, and Spurs. So going through those sides in alphabetical order, let's start with Brighton. They have Aston Villa at home in game week 36, and then they have a double away at Newcastle and at home to Chelsea. None of those are great fixtures, and Brighton are not a great team right now. They look like they're in their worst moment of the season. They look like they are bathing it up on the beach. So in terms of investing in the Seagulls, it is a hard avoid for me. There's not one player in that squad I would be looking at and saying they are worth a punt. But if anything, now might be the time to invest in their opponents, given how leaky they have been of late. So if you're looking to get in Aston Villa assets or Newcastle assets or Chelsea assets, then you could win big when those sides take on De Zerbi's men. Next up, it's Chelsea. They're at home to West Ham in game week 36, before a double away at Nottingham Forest and Brighton. Decent fixtures for Chelsea. West Ham are flaky and have conceded 10 goals in their last three away games. Chelsea are quite flaky themselves, to be fair, but they have won three of their last four games at Stamford Bridge, so you would have to fancy them in that one. And then in game week 37, it's an away double at Nottingham Forest and Brighton. We've already discussed Brighton, so that's another appealing fixture for the Blues. Forest could also be mathematically safe by the time they play Chelsea, if they beat Sheffield United this weekend and Luton lose to Everton and then West Ham. So for me, Chelsea assets look pretty good. Defensively, they remain hugely unreliable, but the likes of Conor Gallagher and Madueke could be worth bringing in, and it's not inconceivable that they will be on your waivers. Even a Mudryk might be worth a gamble, given it's a double game week, as he will surely get some minutes. Manchester City assets are almost impossible to come by, but they have started to keep clean sheets. It's two in a row for them now. And Ederson limped off injured again at Forest, so Ortega Moreno is an option again if you want to weigh into their back line. City are at home to Wolves this weekend, and then they double away at Spurs and away at Fulham. Manchester United, well, they still look ropey, don't they? And they couldn't even beat Burnley at home this weekend. They have Crystal Palace next, away from home. And then it's a game week 37 double against Arsenal and Newcastle. Both those games are at Old Trafford, but that is not the fortress that it once was. They've only won two of their last five games there. I cannot see them getting a result against Palace in 36. And based on the way those two sides are playing, I think it could get quite embarrassing for United. Arsenal are gunning for a title, so you'd expect them to go to United and make life very difficult for the home team. And then it's Newcastle next at Old Trafford in a battle for sixth place. United defenders, I don't think are worth investing in. Rashford has lost his place in the team, slash he's injured, depending on what you believe. And all their best assets will already be taken in the vast majority of leagues. So it's hard to recommend anyone here, but of course if you do have a Fernandes or a Garnacho or a Hoyland, they are obviously worth hanging on to just because of that additional fixture. Outside of that, there's not much there that's hugely appealing. Newcastle United have Burnley away this weekend, and then they have Brighton at home and Manchester United away in game week 37. Burnley is not an easy game anymore, but they will give up chances, so you'd fancy Newcastle to score in that one. Brighton at St James's Park looks like a lovely fixture for the Toon, and we've already discussed how vulnerable Manchester United are defensively, so Newcastle assets for me should be high on your waiver wanted list. And with the likes of Harvey Barnes, Jacob Murphy, Callum Wilson all showing signs of life against Sheffield United, there should be some good options on the waivers in your league. Then it's Spurs. They have a home double against Manchester City and Burnley in game week 37. Before that, they go to Liverpool in game week 36. And even though they have two of the top three in their next three matches, I do think that the way Liverpool have been playing recently means that they will get chances against the Merseysiders. Burnley is a good fixture as well. And Spurs will probably need to get something out of that City game to keep their hopes of a top four finish alive. So I do think that a bit of Spurs in your team might not be a bad thing. Richarlison is back from injury and came off the bench against Arsenal. He could be available on your waivers, and I fancy him to start up front between now and the end of the season. And Kulusevski returned to the first 11 against Arsenal as well and did okay. So he could also be a decent pickup if he's free. Again, defensively, they are not worth considering as they are leakier than the Titanic. So those are the teams that double in game week 37. And when you take them all into consideration, I would say that Newcastle are the team that you need to try to target on this week's waivers. Getting some Toon coverage is a must for me. We've talked about Barnes and Murphy as likely options, but even defensively, they could be worth a gamble with the likes of Emil Kraft and Tino Livramento and even Lewis Hall all seeing minutes at the weekend. And given their injury problems at the back, they are likely to continue to see minutes. They're all very low owned across draft. And then it's Chelsea for me as the second team to target. Hopefully you'll be able to find a way into their midfield. The likes of Gallagher and Madueke, good options. Manchester City, well, you've got to recommend Manchester City because, well, they're Manchester City. Ortega Moreno is your best bet there. I suspect everybody else is likely to be taken. And then Spurs, who could have some attacking options available that could help you get some very valuable points over the next few weeks. But what about the teams that are not doubling in game week 37, but do have good fixtures in game week 36 and beyond? Well, there are a few teams who fit into that category. First up, Brentford, who are at home to Fulham this weekend, and then they go to Bournemouth in 37, and then they finish with a home game against Newcastle. Thomas Frank's side have improved since Mbeumo has returned to the team. They've looked decent at home especially, and two of the remaining fixtures are at home. We've talked up Reguilón recently, but Ethan Pinnock is worth looking at, having returned from injury as well. He was a scorer in their win over Luton in game week 34 and may not be on many managers' radars right now. Kevin Schade is back from injury as well. He's made appearances off the bench in their last two games, so he could get some minutes between now and the end of the season as well. And despite his limited minutes, Keane Lewis-Potter has the fourth highest XGI in the Brentford squad, only behind Mbeumo, Wissa and Maupay. He's played more than 70 minutes in four of their last six games, so he could be an option if you want a midfielder from the Bees. Crystal Palace are another side to think about. They have Manchester United at home this weekend, then it's Wolves away and Villa at home. They seem to be getting better under Oliver Glasner. Two wins and a draw in their last three games. I can't see anything other than them beating Manchester United at Selhurst Park. And then it's Wolves, who have won only one of their last seven matches. And then Aston Villa, who have won only three of their last 8 matches, so the likes of Jordan Ayew or Daniel Munoz might be worth getting in. The big guns from Selhurst Park are likely already taken in your league, but if they're not, of course, Eze, Elise and Mateta are the men to target. Everton's fixtures are dreamy for the next 2. Sean Dyche's men have kept 3 clean sheets in a row now, thanks to wins over Forest, Liverpool and Brentford, all at Goodison Park. On Friday, they travel to Luton Town, who are leaking goals for fun. And then it's Sheffield United at home before they finish away at Arsenal. So 2 great fixtures out of 3, and any route into that back line is a good route into that back line. Ashley Young is likely to be available in a fair few leagues, and with injuries to Patterson and Coleman, his place seems assured. Ben Godfrey has played the last 2 as well, so if the likes of Tarkowski and Branthwaite are already taken, he's a good option for you. And even up front, Youssef Chermiti, where he started in Everton's last game, that win over Brentford, in the absence of Beto and DCL. So he could be an interesting route into their front line if you're in need of a striker. Dwight McNeil remains that undervalued draft asset that everyone's ashamed to talk about but shouldn't be. And if he is still available on your waivers, he would be a fine signing. And Nottingham Forest are a side worth thinking about as well. They are in desperate need of points to avoid the dreaded drop. They have Sheffield United away this weekend, then it's Chelsea at home, and then they finish away at Burnley. So taking on the 2 bottom teams gives them a great chance of staying up. And with everything to play for, their players are well worth contemplating. The likes of Gibbs White and Chris Wood will be taken. Ilanga may be free though. He returned to the starting 11 against Manchester City. He's got 5 goals and 8 assists so far this season. Hudson-Odoi has started the last 6, and Danilo has 2 returns in his last 5 as well. So Forest, even though they're at the bottom of the table, or near the bottom of the table, are well worth thinking about. And one other player to consider from Arsenal is Jurrien Timber. Arsenal assets are hard to come by, but Timber scored for the under-21s last week, and Mikel Arteta said before the Spurs game that he is very close to a return to the first team. Arsenal play Bournemouth in game week 36, and they need a reliable left-back for the running. Takahiro Tomiyasu did not look that strong against Spurs. Zinchenko has his flaws as well, and Kivior has been in and out of the side. So Timber would be a great route into that Arsenal defence if he does play against Bournemouth. And with only 1 game a week after that for the Gunners, it's not inconceivable that he will play until the end of the season. Teams that I think are worth dropping assets from, well, Brighton we've spoken about already, but they are very much seemingly on the beach, and all their assets should be discarded with, in my opinion. Liverpool as well. Defensively, they're just not at it. And outside of Luis Diaz, their offensive options are out of sorts as well. Plus, there's the whole Mo Salah shadow hanging over the club after that row with Jurgen Klopp. And Wolves have a horrible run-in with Manchester City away in game week 36, then Crystal Palace at home in game week 37 before a trip to Anfield to finish the season in game week 38. So even the likes of Hwang and Cunha could be worth dispensing with, or potentially getting a deal done which sees them go in the opposite direction and you get in a player who's got better fixtures to come. So those are your waiver options from us this week. Hopefully they will help you get some quality into your side, and hopefully they will help you win big in the remaining weeks of the season. But that is almost it for today. Game week 36 starts on Friday the 3rd of May with that game between Luton and Everton. The deadline for your waivers is the day before, Thursday the 18th of May at 6:30 p.m. GMT. We will be back next Sunday night with a look back at game week 36 and a look ahead to the penultimate game week 37. And in the meantime, please give us a subscribe on whatever podcast platform you listen to us on. Leave a review if you can. I know I always ask you that, but no one seems to listen. So please, go on, give us a review. It's not hard. Stars, fill it out. Leave a comment. Easy, really. And don't forget, we're also on social media at FPL Draft Zone on X and at FPL Draft Zone on Instagram. So if you have any questions, any queries, any conundrums, we would love to hear from you. Until next time, though, good luck with all things draft, and bye for now.